Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for Wednesday, November 10. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. Number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon William Andrews.
Good evening, my First Baptist Church family, friends, and visitors. Is it not good to know that we serve a God who claims each and every one of us as his child? A God who doesn't subject us to paternity tests, but proudly claims, I'll be that baby's daddy, I'm the pappy. And as we continue this journey called life, let us rejoice in the fact that we all are the children of the Most High. So let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, the one who sees and knows all, the one who knew us before we entered our mother's womb, the one who has numbered the very hairs on our head, the one who claims all power in heaven and earth. It's your humble servant that approaches the throne of grace, petitioning on behalf of those who stand in need of prayer. We come before you this evening because your word declares that if we seek, we shall find, and if we knock, the door shall be opened. And if we ask, it shall be given unto us. So I come before you this evening, Father. I don't profess to know all the concerns and issues of these, your people, who are called by your name. Some may have financial burdens. Some families may have a wayward child that's gone astray. Or there might be a failing marriage or issue of health, while others might be suffering from addictions. But there is one thing I do know. And that is, whatever their concern or issue, you, God, are able and can do anything but fail. So we leave these concerns at the altar. We ask that you would have your way with all their concerns to be your holy and divine will. Because we love you, Father, and as one of my fellow deacons both, and there's nothing you can do about it. For you are our lifeline, our rock, our salvation. Now we ask now, Father, that you bless those in need of a special blessing, our sick and shut-in and bereaved families. Heal them and comfort them as only you can do. Bless each and every member of this congregation and every person under the sound of my voice. Protect them, Father, strengthen them, enlighten them, encourage them, that they might be the vessels used to tell a dying world that you live. And you live because you live in us. We ask that continued blessings upon our pastor and his family. For he's been a faithful servant proclaiming your gospel at this branch of Zion for 46 years. Lift him up on every leaning side and strengthen him wherever he is weak. Oh God, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. And we are ever so grateful for the giving of the things that we really didn't need, but you gave it to us anyway. We pray now, Father, for the forgiveness of our sins. For when we would do right, our sin nature leads us astray. So we ask now, Father, for your forgiveness. For it's in the blessed name that I pray. And my soul says, Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Jessie Davis.
Good evening. I'm going to read NIV version of 1 Corona, 16th chapter, 7 through 14. On the day David gave to Asaph and his following Levites this song of thanksgiving to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. sing to him, yes, sing his praises. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. Exhort in his holy name. Rejoice, you who worship the Lord. Search for the Lord and his strength. Continue seeking him. Remember the wonderful wonder he has performed, his miracles and the run he has given. You children of his salvation, save Israel. You descend of Jacob. His chosen one. He is the Lord our God. His justice is seen throughout the land. Amen.
My fellow choir member, Sister Elois Freeman, will share a prayer with us.
Let us pray. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our griefs and sins we bear, only because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of your Son and our precious Savior, Jesus Christ, just to say thank you for being God and God alone. We also praise your name, God, for so many blessings that you have so graciously blessed us with. We honor and adore you for being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, the last, and everything in between. Now we want you to know that we love you so very much, for you first loved us. Thank you for giving us your only begotten Son to die on the cross for us. God, we don't have to look back too far to realize and recognize just how good you've been to us. Some tonight can testify that you've healed their bodies. Someone may be able to testify that you got them out of some type of financial difficulties. Others may be able to say that their strength has been renewed. Father, the list can go on and on and on as to your goodness. Hallelujah. Your word tells us that you give us new mercies each and every day, because great is there your faithfulness unto us. Thank you, Lord. I personally want to thank you for the privilege to lift up praises and concerns tonight. So many are on their beds of affliction. Some are home, some are in the hospitals, and others may be in rehabs, but regardless of where they are, God, you are there. You are omnipresent, and you said that you would be with us even until the end of this world. Help us to hold on to your promises, God. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes we just want to stray away. Then, Lord God, I want to just ask special prayer for our leaders here and abroad. Many homes and families have been disrupted all over this world because of our government. Help us, Lord God, in our times of trouble. I also ask special prayer for our young men and our boys and our girls and our women who have been incarcerated. Some are unjustly incarcerated, God. Some have no promise of ever seeing the daylight again. I pray for renewal in their hearts and in their minds, God. Help us who know you, Lord God, to call on you and to be eager to step up to the plate, God, and help in any way that we can. You said that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And, God, we don't want to be a part of that few. We want to be in the category, God, where we can help somebody. And then we can say, Lord God, that our living has not been in vain. So, God, we just want to thank you once again for hearing our concerns. And I personally want to say for every listening ear tonight on the line, I pray a special prayer for their families, for their homes, that they be blessed. This is my prayer. And, God, I ask this in the name of your loving Son and our precious Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
This is now the opportunity in the service for you to speak to the Lord directly. Take it to the Lord in prayer, whatever it is that's on your heart and on your mind.
You don't need another political uprising. We don't need another conqueror on the sea. What we need is a special word that will burn within our hearts and give us direction from above. We need a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord, just one word.
We will now have a prayer by my fellow choir member and husband to Sister Elois Freeman, Deacon Kevin Freeman.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Let us pray. Our Master, our God, dear Lord, I come to you right now, dear Lord, just to give thanks. Give thanks, dear Lord, because it was dark at one point, and you said, let there be light. And not only that, dear Lord, you made man, dear Lord. And you was not selfish, dear Lord. You gave him a companion. You made woman from his rib. Oh, Lord, you're so marvelous in
Kevin, are you still with us? Okay, we must have had a technical difficulty with Kevin. So we will come back. Yes, you're still with us?
Yes.
Okay, all righty. Please proceed.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, dear Lord, just thank you for intervening in my life, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, I thank you for our church. I thank you for my pastor, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, I just thank you that you thought not robbery, dear Lord, to you saw it was darkness and you said, let there be light. Heavenly Father, you put man, you blew into our nostrils, and man was developed. Heavenly Father, you also gave him a companion, dear Heavenly Father. You made woman. I thank you for that, dear Lord. Oh, Lord, you're so good to us in spite of ourselves. We slip and fall, but we get right back up, dear Heavenly Father, through your grace and mercy. I thank you for all the officers of First Baptist Church, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, I just thank you for when you give me the opportunity to see my brothers and sisters, maybe through choir singing, dear Heavenly Father, it's such a joy. Or just even on my job, I see them come through where I am, dear Heavenly Father, on my job. I just thank you for that. Dear Lord, I thank you for everyone who just keep looking up to the hills where the health come from, dear Lord. Through my brothers and sisters who laying on their bed of affliction, who may be hurting any kind of way, or just maybe feeling a little lonely, dear Lord, send an angel if it be thy will, dear Lord. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity just to keep on worshiping you. Lord, you're so good. You sent your son, who thought not robbery, who came down and died for us, that we may even know you. You give us rain. You give us just the weather, period, dear Lord, what we need, dear Lord. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, let me not fall short of your glory. In your son name, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Jewel Miles Hawkins.
When you have your way, I just want to say good afternoon and good evening to everyone. I'm pretty sure everyone has had a long and great day, but we have made it through it because we are here tonight. I want to take the time to actually take the time to talk about breaking. The definition of breaking is to separate into pieces or suddenly forcibly move apart. It's an interruption of a sequence, a course, or a continuous state. For example, his concentration was broken by sound. Sometimes we get so wrapped around trying not to let something break that we don't understand that the breaking positions us for something new. Sometimes we get wrapped around not wanting to move, but sometimes we have to move to see something new. Interruption is not always a bad thing. Being displaced is not always a bad thing, because when those things break, it shows you the pieces that's in front of you that needs to be put back together. Sometimes we get so comfortable that we are afraid to break. Do not be afraid to break. Breaking takes concentration. Breaking takes forward thinking. Breaking takes hope. And in those hopeful moments, we become comfortable to understand that breaking is okay. Sometimes our sequence of life become so comfortable. We wake up and we do the same routine every day. I know I do it. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, hey, my alarm clock goes off at 6:30. But I'm going to set a snooze button for 6:35 just in case that 6:30 alarm does not get me up. So I have a backup plan for 6:35 just so I can move. Not knowing that sometimes interruptions might be on my road on my way to work. So I get up, and I'm in the groove, and I'm moving, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to go the exact same way that I go every day to get to where I'm going, to the point that I become so comfortable in this routine that I'm not ready for interruption. Interruption becomes an inconvenience for me. I don't need inconveniences in my life. I don't want change in my life because I'm so comfortable with the road that I've been taking to get where I think I need to be. On this road in the morning, sometimes I might run into traffic. And now I'm late for work. I am late for work. And sometimes when I'm late for work, it's a change in my routine at work. Now I'm behind. Now I'm rushing. Now I'm doing things that I normally don't do because I'm so comfortable in this routine that I have. But sometimes it's okay to switch it up. Sometimes it's okay to prep ahead and look forward to the things that I need to get to where I'm going. I say that as a reminder to us, especially in today's society with the changes and the things that's going on, that sometimes we've just been so stuck. We've become so stuck and so comfortable in what's going on that we have forgotten that we have the power to change it. You have the power to break your own situation. You have the power to break whatever it is in front of you that's stopping you. Break whatever it is that's holding you up so you can see the pieces and actually pick them back up and put them together in the position that you need them to be in. Never get comfortable with not wanting to break things. Sometimes we're so afraid of that word, but I want that word to stick on our minds through the rest of this week while we go through our everyday challenges, while we go through our everyday maybe upsets, while we go through our everyday struggles. Sit and ask God what it is that you need to do to position yourself to get to where you're going. It's okay to break. God will break you to put you in the position that you need to be in. As we continue throughout our week, remember that word, breaking. We are all children of God. We are all children of a warrior. We are all children of the Almighty. And that Almighty was not afraid to break something. It's okay to break. It's okay to have those moments where you feel like you don't know if you need to go left, right, or middle. It's okay to break to be able to refocus. Breaking will put you in the right direction because, like I said, it's a sequence or a course of a continuous state. It's an interruption. Interruptions are in our everyday lives. But sometimes those interruptions make us better. Don't be afraid to be interrupted. Because when I'm on that highway on the morning to work, I need to be interrupted sometimes to know that I should have did something a little different. I had to be interrupted on that highway to say, hey, Jewel, you playing with time a little bit. You know you should have got up a little earlier. You should have got up at that 6:30 time. But since you gave yourself reassurance of 6:35, you got comfortable enough to stay in bed for those extra 5 minutes thinking that your time would not be interrupted, thinking that my course would not be interrupted. Because I got so comfortable with giving myself that extra 5 minutes. But there are things like that that I have to remember when I'm interrupted. Like I said, his concentration was interrupted by sound. So I was interrupted on my journey because I should have done something differently in the beginning. It's never too late to break. Don't be afraid of the challenges that are set before us. Everything happens for a reason. You go through everything for a reason. We might question and we might think and we might get weary and we might not be strong enough to feel like we can handle it. But remember, God's toughest battles are given to his strongest soldiers. So it is time in my breaking when I know I'm being positioned for better things. We all want to be positioned for better things. We all want to be positioned to go forward. We all want to be positioned to actually be comfortable. Never be afraid to break. It's what keeps us on track. It's the interruptions that keep us on track. It's the changes that keep us on track because we sit and we look at the same sequence over and over and over again instead of forcefully letting something break. So I want to take this time to end this message with a prayer so that this week, like I said, continue to remember this word breaking on your journey. And I hope that when you take the time to remember this word breaking on your journey, that you actually take the time to change and break something. Because when you want to have your way, something has to break. When you want to see change, something has to break. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. Break those results. Shatter those results. Interrupt those results so you can position yourself to be where you need to be. I want to take the time to give us in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for taking time to wake us up this morning and actually position us to do your will. I want to pray for all of our family and friends that you keep safe and loving at all times. I want to thank you for supporting us in the ways that we don't sometimes say thank you for. I want to thank you for building us in the ways that we don't say thank you for, but know that we are grateful. And we can never say thank you enough, but we most definitely can take the time out to show you that we are grateful. Continue to wrap your arms around us in this time. Continue to cover us in your blood as we walk out in these different situations every day. Continue to keep us closed and tight, and continue to let us know that it's okay to break. I thank you for everything that you have done and what you continue to do and the things that you will do for us in the future. In the name of the Lord that I pray, amen. Thank you.
Amen. The lines will be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds to show our appreciation for Jewel's message.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Powerful word.
God bless you. Come from good stock. And all of us can do this. Let us have a good time. Such a God church. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jewel. Thank you. What a beautiful message.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God be with you.
We will now have remarks by Reverend Younger. I'm sorry, Reverend Young. Please forgive me.
It's okay. We say good evening to all who are joining us tonight for this wonderful, wonderful time of prayer and sharing as a church family together. We thank God for that young sister, Jewel, who certainly gave a wonderful, powerful message about breaking, something that will resonate with not just me, but I know you all as well, as we continue on throughout the rest of this week. Once again, for all those who are on, we know that this week and this time, it's the 7 o'clock hour during Wednesday. It's so important for our church family, and we're grateful to all who are on every single week, sharing together, praying together, worshiping together, being inspired together, and God has just been so good. I want to let you know a few things before we pray out together. Of course, our church reopening planning committee is very busy working faithfully to have our church as well as equipment ready for reopening. So there's a survey that has been going out to the church members, And you can certainly please get that back in by November the 12th. Of course, that's coming up soon. We would love to hear your opinion, love to hear your voice as we move forward to coming back inside the worship experience and even doing a hybrid worship. This Sunday, November the 14th, second Sunday, Youth Emphasis Sunday, the Reverend Renee Few will be preaching the Word of God in the morning. And please make sure that you share that. Make sure that you let people know on Facebook and YouTube that the Lord is doing something here at First Baptist, and we would love for them to be a part of that. So come on this Sunday, November the 14th, Reverend Few will be preaching the Word. Sunday, November 21st, is our at 10 o'clock a.m., is our pastor's anniversary. She's celebrating 46 years of sharing in the gospel ministry, of preaching and leading, shepherding this branch of Zion. So make sure you continue to invite brothers and sisters to join us in a time of praise and worship once again on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube. And we're just grateful to God for all that God has done at First Baptist and certainly through the ministry and the life of Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker. Speaking of Pastor Tucker, we know that he had a minor in-and-out surgery on yesterday. He came out well from it. He is recuperating well, resting well, as he should. This is why you're listening to me tonight, because we want to get our pastor some rest. Make sure he gets rest. So continue to pray his strength in the Lord. Pray for all those who are sick and who are shut in, who are going through difficult times right now. We want to let you know that the Tolliver family is requesting prayers of the church for their grandson and great-grandson. Brother Trayvon Tolliver was shot on his way home from school, but he is now at home recuperating from a non-life-threatening injury to his leg, and we say hallelujah and thank you, God. We know that in this time and in this atmosphere, things could have been much, much worse. And so we're grateful to God that he is at home and recuperating. Make sure that you continue to pray for him and for his entire family. For those who are sick and shut in, make sure that you send them a card. Give them a call. Remember them in your prayers as you meditate on God's blessings and knowing that God is a healer. We also want to pray for our bereaved families. Sister Shirley Thomas's homegoing will be held on this coming Friday, November the 12th, at Fort Lincoln Cemetery. The viewing will be at 9:30 a.m., the service at 10:30 a.m. Also on Saturday, November the 13th, the funeral arrangements for Sister Angela T. Bush-Jones, the daughter of Sister May Goss, is going to be held at Corinthians Baptist Church, once again Saturday, November the 13th, viewing at 9 o'clock a.m., funeral at 11 o'clock a.m., with the interment at Washington National Cemetery in Suitland, Maryland. There will be a memorial service for Lisa Renee Taylor, the daughter of Catherine Blunt, on Saturday, November the 20th, at Heinz Rinaldi's Funeral Home. The viewing is at 12 noon to 1 o'clock p.m., memorial from 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., and a fellowship from 1:30 to 2 o'clock p.m. Make sure that you read the pastor's letter. All this information is contained in there. We thank God for all those who work to get this information out to all of us. We thank God for those who stay busy, making sure that we can connect together on Wednesday evenings for this prayer call to come together, and even on Sunday mornings. Stay safe. Remember to take care of your family and friends, and we just thank God. Pastor Tucker would say that God loves you, and so does he. We thank God for our love that we have and share for one another. As we come to the prayer of the evening, as we come to look to the Lord, we know that God hears our prayers. So if there's something you want to pray for, there's somebody you have in your heart or your mind, there's some issue, some situation, something that you know, maybe you have a burden, please remember that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord availeth them of us all. So now is your time. Take a moment to give those requests to the Lord. Our line is going to be open up for 20 seconds. Go ahead and give your requests and make them known unto God.
Bless the Fleet family. Bless the Culver and family, his mother and his great grandmother. Watch over his grandmother. Watch over the whole First Baptist family. And sick and the bereaved. I give you thanks and praise, O Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
God, we say thank you. God, we worship you. We magnify you. We honor you. We give you the glory and the praise. For, Lord, we know that if it had not been for you, we don't know where we would be. It is this hour we come to you, not just thinking of ourselves, but thanking you for your grace, thanking you for your mercy and love, thanking you, God, that we can share together with family and friends and church family members alike through this technology that we have. Thanking you, Lord God, that you have knitted our hearts together in love, and oh, how grateful we are. Lord, we know that we have not crossed every T, dotted every I, so we thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for redeeming our lives. Lord, we ask and pray for your wisdom wherever we walk, wherever we go, that we be able to walk by your will, by your way, and in your word. Walking, Lord God, remembering that once again, that we know that you're the one that prospers our way, that even though, yes, sometimes the Bible says that we are like a tree that's been transplanted by the streams of water, we understand and know that we receive our sustenance from you. We receive nourishment from you. And we understand that whatever season that we are in, we know that we can derive strength from you because you are our strength. We thank you for being our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. We will not bow down to the pressures of the enemy that is trying to get us away, that's trying to get us away from worship, that is trying to keep us away from church, that's trying to keep us broken from family or friends. But we thank you, God, for you have reconciled us. And because of your reconciliation, we are ambassadors, Lord God, ambassadors of your gospel message. So, Lord, help us to be salt, that we may season this world with your goodness. Help us to be light, Lord God, that will not be hid, because we know that greater is you that's in us than he that's in this world. Thank you for the message on tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for breaking. Thank you, God, that we can, even in those moments where we feel broken, still look to you. Thank you, God, that we can even break some habits. Thank you, God, that we will not allow the enemy to break us, because we know who you are, that you are a strong God. You are a mighty tower. And so we hold on to your hand. We hold on to your unchanging hand, knowing that you're the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and even forevermore. So we thank you. We pray for all of our sick and shut-in, God. We pray for our pastor. We lift up Pastor Frank D. Tucker right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for bringing him through. Thank you, Lord, for touching his body, Lord, to continue to allow him to heal and heal in a mighty way, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because even in his period and time of recuperation, he has your church in mind. He's showing love, taking calls. But Lord God, thank you for the rest that he's getting. And we pray, God, that you would make him even stronger. Thank you, Lord, that even this week, Lord God, while others meant harm, that you saw fit to help and even to heal. So we thank you, God, for Trayvon Tolliver resting and recuperating at home. Thank you, God, for his family. Thank you for all those right now who are praying, Lord God, and the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of the saints, even right now as we're looking towards you. Thank you for every prayer request that's been lifted up during this call. Thank you, God, because we know that you will see about it. There are those who need a financial breakthrough, those who need a blessing in their marriage, those who need to know that life is not over after divorce, those who need to know that you can heal their child, you can heal their mind, you can heal their body. There are those who need to know that you will make a way out of no way on their job, that you will give them what they need in their career, God, that you will make a way, God, that they'll have the house, they'll have the car, but they ought to know that those are just material possessions, and we give you glory for everything because we know that you take care of not just our material, but you take care of our physical, you take care of our mental, our emotional, and yes, even our spiritual. So we walk by faith and not by sight. We trust in you, God, and that's why we give our prayer request over to you, because we know that you said, come to me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. So, God, we pray for our families. We pray for our church family. We pray for our community. We pray for our city, God. Gun violence is on the rise, but we know that you can cover it all. And we thank you, God. Help us to be those, once again, who walk by faith and not by sight, trusting in you every step of the way, that, Lord, we would live by an example, that we would touch people with your love, that we would not have our heads held high, but, Lord, our hearts bowed low unto you, seeking your face, worshiping in you, walking in your way. We thank you for all that you've done, and even those prayer requests left unsaid, that are on our hearts and even deep in the recesses of our consciousness and even the subconscious, we submit it over to you, God, and we ask, Lord, that you would see about it all and allow it all to be accomplished in your will. So let us be patient in your will, and we thank you just for who you are. You're a God that loves us. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Now may the grace of God, may the love of Jesus Christ, may the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. May we receive peace from the God that loves us and knows us. God bless you.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain.